I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Listen, big deal. You got another problem. Women always figure out the truth. Always.
This is so nuts. I mean, listen to what you're saying. It's paranoid delusion. It's really sad. It's pathetic.
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said.
This is KTOE. It's Al in the afternoon. I thank you so very much for being a part of this program. Trying to keep everybody up. What's going on? We kind of got a new motto here, a credo, whatever you want to call it. And that's basically, we're going to have to handle what's going on. We have to, and there's no other way around it. And we're going to do this with doom and gloom. We're going to go out there and look for the positive in this. We'll keep you informed of the latest and what's going on. But as we do that, we're also going to let you know who's out there to help out. One of those people is Executive Director of Region 9, Nicole Grunswick, and I've got her on the line with me. Nicole, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
This has affected everybody in some way. Obviously, some people much more than the rest of us. But even you, Region 9, working from home. You guys are satellite officing, right?
Yeah, except for we have two staff that are currently in the office, but we're following all the right guidelines, and they're giving the office a deep clean, and I thank them for that. And the rest of the staff have chosen to work remotely, which I'm really glad we made all the investments and having the technology to do so and having the Zoom subscription and all of those things. So we're taking advantage of all the electronic communication we can. And I have to correct you on your introduction.
Okay.
I have to give my team the credit. I'm technically taking time off this week because I was supposed to be in D.C. for a work conference, and so they're the ones that are doing an awesome job, and we're just doing some emails back and forth.
I apologize for miscrediting the credit where the credit goes for those that deserve the credit, so I apologize.
No, that's all right. I've got a fantastic team, so I don't tell them that enough.
Let's do this, because as much as it's affected, like you're not going to Washington, it's affected a lot of people working from home, trying to find alternate routes. That could end up being a positive in all this as we find out what can and can't be done on, working from home or working for alternate offices. I'm not sure that all of this is a negative. Now, I say that if your restaurant is closed, it's a negative. I get it. That's not my point.
Yeah.
But there are things we can live and grow out of this. One of those being, I presume, and I don't know because you're the executive director and I believe you are on top of all this stuff, but I presume, Nicole, you did not a year ago have if a virus hits America plan, here's how it can help the Region 9 businesses. You know what I'm saying? Was that a part of your emergency planning? Probably not.
I would like to say that we had something in place like that. We used to have a Homeland Security emergency manager on our team. Yes, you're absolutely right. No, we did not have a plan in place for something like this. But with the different boards and committees that I'm on, I knew that this was going to get a little more serious. And so the end of last week, we had a plan in place, and I communicated that to our board and our staff as well. And so I think we were about a day and a half ahead of some of the other folks, perhaps. But again, no, there's no way to appropriately and thoroughly prepare for this.
No, and I don't think anyone is. I'm not. That wasn't meant to be a critique that you didn't have a virus plan. That wasn't my point. My point is this has taken the world by storm, literally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now, but we get into this, and this is where I want to the lead. Maybe I can get you to hang with me through the break. What I want to lead with is now that we've been hit, and I think we kind of understand at least the threat that's out there. Region 9, you guys are stepping up with ways that small businesses and that sort of thing in Region 9 can pull together and help each other out. Can we discuss those things? I presume you've had a week or two to
absolutely. I'd love to tell you how we're trying to help our small businesses in the region.
See, that's why I got you on. We're going to try to do this in a positive way, and that's my point. Everybody's going to have the issues. Some are going to be hurt worse than others. But we're going to keep it here at 1420. We're going to keep you informed of what's going on, and we'll get the people in that make a difference. Region 9 Executive Director Nicole Grunswick, one of those. We'll be back after this. We'll talk all the stuff that Region 9 can do to help. And we'll take your offerings of pointers at Al at KTOE, or you can go to Al in the afternoon on Facebook. Put your post down there, and we'll get the phones lit up here shortly as well. This is KTOE. I'm Al in the afternoon.
keeping you informed during the coronavirus pandemic. Find out what you need to know at KTOE.com. News, sports, talk, 1420 AM, 1027 FM, KTOE.
At M&M Insurance, we know what you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value those trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact M&M Insurance, your local Fairmont Farmers, Grinnell Mutual agent at 507-524-3810 or visit us at mnminsuranceagency.com.
The MRCI Thrift Shop is open and newly remodeled to help better your experience when shopping through thousands of items, including clothing for the whole family, housewares, holiday items, books, jewelry, crafts, fabrics, shoes, purses, and furniture. Your involvement in the MRCI Thrift Shop is helping MRCI fund its mission of providing genuine opportunities for people with disabilities or disadvantages in our community. Look for the MRCI Thrift Shop on the Big Deals online store and then stop and see the newly remodeled store and save even more.
Dealing with an increase in mental health symptoms can be challenging and overwhelming. It can be difficult to know who to call or where to turn to receive help. At the South Central Crisis Center, we offer a safe place for adults 18 years and older to receive support, education, and assistance in returning to their pre-crisis condition. We can help with teaching coping skills, problem solving, connecting you to community resources, and additional supports in an effort to address your mental health needs. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have recently moved into a new, larger facility located at 2100 Bassett Drive, across from the old Lowe's building in Mankato. Our newly constructed facility offers private rooms, yoga, a tranquility space, art and recreation groups, client Wi-Fi, and spacious living quarters that allow you the quiet space needed to focus on stabilizing your mental health. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, call us toll-free at 877-399-3040. The South Central Crisis Center, dedicated to helping you maintain your mental health.
If it matters to you, it matters to him. Al in the Afternoon, your friend that knows a guy. On Southern Minnesota's News Sports Talk, KTOE.
I'm Al in the Afternoon, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. We're going to get through this together, folks. You keep tuned to 1420. Al in the Afternoon. We'll get through this. We'll have some fun on the way, but we'll take it serious when we need to. Like today, we're talking with Nicole Grunswick. She's Executive Director of Region 9. And we are talking with her about all the things that Region 9 has kind of pulled together to help small businesses that are hurting in this, just this sort of epidemic, if you will. Nicole, thank you very much for being on the line with me today. Things change so fast with what you're doing, and I liken this to the governor comes out, the president comes out, the governor comes out, and they just keep throwing stuff out, like taxes, you don't have to pay them for 90 days on April 15th, and then maybe not personal income. Things are changing so fast. Is Region 9 the place for me to figure that all out, what actually happened or what was just rumored? You know what I'm saying? Where's my spot to know as a business owner?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And so, first of all, I can't say that we have all of the information, but we're doing our best to be a resource to our communities, the best that we can. Sure. And so really our goal at Region 9 is to help provide a platform to find factual and useful resources and other information for both community members and businesses. And so some of the things that we're doing and have kind of started to do to help our local businesses throughout the region during this closure is we're really trying to help, again, share those resources and the information that people can really utilize during this time. So, again, that's small business guidance and other loan resources. We're trying to help get information out on unemployment insurance and changes to the program in response to COVID. And also things like Facebook is offering $100 million in cash grants and ad credits for eligible small businesses. It's things like that what we're trying to get out to say, okay, we know the small businesses are hurting the most. How can we, you know, putting those affected aside for a moment, I should clarify. And I like the approach that you're taking. It's trying to be as positive as possible during a trying time. But that's really what we're trying to do. And so our social media, Corey, our communications specialist, has done a fantastic job. So we have a Facebook account, which is at Region 9, 9 spelled out.
Okay.
And then our Twitter, we do a ton of tweets as well, and that's at Region 9 spelled out, and then DC for the Development Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are just a few ways, and I'm happy to kind of talk through some more one idea that we just started the other day when the small businesses about the restaurants and coffee shops, et cetera, having to close.
Sure.
Is we tried to find out what are some special deals that some of our local businesses have in the region. How do we help kind of highlight that?
Sure.
So that's not something that we normally have done. But for instance, on St. Patty's Day, we had a thing for the Circle Bar Inn in Lower North Mankato, trying to say, hey, they're doing specialty food, grab and go for Scotch eggs, whiskey fries, you know, corned beef, you know, trying to help make it kind of fun, but try to help some businesses that are doing unique and cool things. Today on our LinkedIn account. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, to piggyback on that, if they go to KTOE.com, our website, we actually have a restaurant rescue deal going on that if they're still open for business, if you're a restaurant that's still throwing it out, you know, throwing the hash, and you're, you know, either selling it as to go or on the curbside, whatever they're doing, if you're still doing that, you can get on that page. It doesn't cost you anything. Get on that page and we will advertise that you're still there. You can go there and find all the restaurants that are still up and running, at least in our neck of the woods. So to piggyback on what you're saying, we're trying to help out the same way.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, exactly. And so again, kind of to your point, was anyone prepared for this? You know, no, but we're trying to quick make some changes and really try to think if we were one of the business owners, what would potentially be helpful, you know, and then trying to loop back. So, you know, I looped back with Jenny, the owner of the Circle, and she's like, we ran out of the St. Patty's food, you know, a while ago. And you know, so it's just kind of feel like, okay, well, maybe we're helping in some small ways, even talking about the Small Business Administration's loans, things like that, trying to get that message out there on all of our social media, our e-newsletter. I've been forwarding a lot of emails to some of my friends that also have businesses, trying to think, you know, again, how can we possibly be helpful? Because it's an overwhelming time for a business owner. It'd be easier to just kind of sit and be upset, I would assume, than to kind of say, all right, here's some resources. Where should I start and where do I dig in?
Well, I think I used this on the governor yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I get confused. But I think if a small business knew this was an 8-week problem, and then we'll start, and then you can make plans. Our problem currently, as far as I can see it, is we just don't know when that end zone is, and so you can't make plans. Right now, I believe it was, if I read this morning correctly, 50,000 people in Minnesota in the this week have signed up for unemployment insurance. Generally, it's about 2,000. They're up to 50. And according to the governor, 178,000 were displaced by his, you know, closing 40 business types of businesses down. We're a long ways from seeing how this goes the other way. And that's my real fear or sorriness for the business owners, is that you just don't know what to do next. That's why the Region 9s come in. As a group, we can probably pull together and say, hey, this guy needs a little this guy needs. Maybe we can start matching some people up, some businesses up.
Yeah, and that's what we're even trying to say too. With, you know, some of my friends, I said, you know what, if you normally go to, you know, sorry to pick on them, but you know, Sam's Club liquor, keep in mind that a lot of these liquor stores or the bars that have off sale, you know, why don't you go there instead to pick up your wine? I think there's a lot of, I don't know how wine consumption doing during this time of isolation, but I know I've enjoyed a glass of red wine each evening going, I got to help support some of the small businesses.
The small wineries out there are counting on you, Nicole, and I appreciate you doing what you can. I go with the buddy system, and here's my point, is that instead of racing to the stores, the Walmarts or whatever, and just hoarding every piece of toilet paper you can find, if you just had a buddy that said, hey, if I get this thing and I'm quarantined for 2 weeks, I might have 5-10 days and I'm going to call you up and ask you to drop a few things off. Can you do that for me? If we all just knew that was going to go on, you had that backup, we don't have to bombard these stores and put them out of business. Are you still there? Nicole, did I lose you?
No, or cremation question.
All right, not sure what happened. A little bugaboo with the phone lines. I've got Nicole Grunswick on the line, Executive Director of Region 9. Nicole, I don't know where you're at. When I was busy ramping off about my buddy system, it's kind of like when you go to stores and everybody's kind of grabbing everything they have to because in case they get quarantined for 2 weeks. To me, that makes no sense. You need one buddy. Whoever that is lives across town from you, make a buddy. And then what happens is, if you got quarantined, you got to go for 14 days. You go to your house, count some things up, say, maybe I can make 5 days, maybe I can make a week. And after that, you call your buddy and say, these are the 3-4 things I need. Could you drop them off at the door for me? I'll hook you up after I'm out of here. I think if we just did that, we'd stop this run on businesses, which hurt everybody, because then those that really needed, you know, last I heard, people are hoarding guns and ammo. I'm like, let's not go down that road.
Yeah, I don't personally understand that one, but I'll walk past that.
Well, I've seen zombie movies. I understand, but I'm just saying we don't need to go down that road if we keep it positive. Everybody find a buddy, and if you don't have a buddy, it's al@ktoe.com. You get stuck, you type it in there, and we'll find somebody. We'll make it happen.
You know, for someone, you know, I love to just Netflix and chill, and so this whole self-isolation, I'm good. I'm like, this is me on my off day. I'm on the couch, hanging out, cuddling with the dog, like, not a problem, not a problem.
This is where the introverts of the world take over. Us extroverts, this will drive us silly. In 4 hours later, if I'm not out doing, I'm going to have to find something else to do because it won't work for me. You introverts, good for you. Couple of weeks off. I'm not trying to make light, but it's easier on the introverts. They're not scared.
I have to assume. Yeah, obviously I don't fall in that category, but I do enjoy some downtime sitting on the couch reading a good book, whatnot. I don't know about everyone else, but my spice rack is well organized. It's alphabetized. I mean, the cupboards are getting cleaned out. All the expired food is gone. You got to find some positive things with this. You know, I'm going, okay, well, I probably wouldn't have gotten to this anyway for quite some time. So make some lemonade out of this.
That junk drawer is going to get gone through one way or the other. And those rubber bands that are no longer rubbery because they've been there, they're gone. We're going to take care of that business.
Gone. Yep.
Nicole, I'm going to throw this.
A lot of things can get donated, you know, and so it's like, let's help the thrift stores and other nonprofits and donate the stuff that we really don't need around our house.
Absolutely. I'm going to throw out the invite, Nicole, that between now and whenever we consider this thing to be done, you've got an open invite to come back here and tell us and help the Region 9 small businesses. You've got a spot right here. All you got to do is be able to pick up that phone, all right?
No problem, and I'll make sure I send you all the links and information that we have as well if you want to share that on KTOE's site and other social media.
Because
there are some really good resources for the small businesses, so I'll be happy to share that.
And if I'm not mistaken, your website to get it, if you want it right now, is RNDC, Region 9, I don't know what DC's, Development Commission.
Development Commission, yep, Romeo November Delta Charlie.org.
Oh, your army is
We're
sticking
Twitter,
out, I love that.
LinkedIn, Facebook, et cetera. You'll find us, and we have a lot of good at tips and tricks out there, resources, and other links.
I love it. I thank you so very much for taking the time to do this for us today. I want you to get back to cleaning out the spice rack. I love that.
No, that one's done. On to the next one,
Nicole, I thank you very much for being a part of the program. And again, the standing invite to be back at any time.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Nicole Grunswick on KTOE. I'm Al in the afternoon. We're going to try to get with Congressman Tim Penny, President and CEO of Southern Minnesota Initiative Fund, find out what they're doing to help people out. It's all right here with Al in the afternoon, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. Also got my new theme song, Always Looking at the Bright Side. That and much more coming up with Al in the afternoon.